Time now for this week's Sound Medicine Checkup. Right before school started this year, the American Academy of Pediatrics came out with a recommendation that the school day should start later because so many teens are sleep deprived. Well, now that high school students have been crawling out of bed before dawn for more than a month, Jill Dittmeyer checked in to see what the odds are that such a change will happen.
Dr. Susan Helsel doubts that schools will take the issue seriously.
It's a huge thing to ask because you've got, you know, schedules at the beginning of the day, bus schedules at the end of the day, athletics at the end of the day.
But as a pediatrician, she hopes that parents do.
We see a lot of teenagers with, you know, behavioral problems, ADHD, attention problems, school problems.
Helsel says growing teenage bodies and brains are not wired for rest.
So what happens is their natural biologic rhythms, their circadian rhythms, shift to a bit later, and so it's more and more difficult for them to go to sleep. I mean, you hear this folks getting played all the time. Kids, I just can't get to sleep. Mom wants me to go to bed at 9 o'clock, and I can't get to sleep. That's a natural shift in their biologic functioning.
Add late-night texting and social media.
That unnatural light can actually affect their brain and keep them more and more awake and more difficult to go to sleep.
Plus an unhealthy diet.
Fast foods and sugars and caffeine in the diet, all of which play a big role in how our body metabolizes things and regulates the sleep schedule.
And you get a double whammy.
Obesity and sleep are closely tied together in a lot of studies. You know, we think about sleep apnea, the kids and the adults who are overweight. The sleep cycle plays a big role in your body's metabolic factor, and if you're not getting good quality sleep, it's going to lead to the obesity, and it's kind of a vicious cycle at times.
Dr. Helsel says you can't break that cycle by sleeping in on the weekend.
Our body is a biochemical machine, and to shift it back and forth is very difficult. What ends up happening is Monday is a bear. You know, it's very difficult to shift by 2 or 3 hours. And so as much as you can, and this is good for everybody, adolescents and adults and younger children, is to keep the schedule the same.
She says until school administrators make changes, it's up to parents and teens to establish healthy sleep patterns.
So the practicality is going to be difficult for the schools. I think there's somewhat of a medium ground we can probably reach. And I just think the ideal thing is kids and parents to always be in good communication, and you don't think your kids want to hear from you, let them hear from you anyway.
Reporting for Sound Medicine, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.
Well, I guess I should go to sleep.